This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So, forever, one of the ways to refer to a dog in U.S. America is man's best friend. I'm surprised that people are still allowed to do that, you know, because it seems sexist.
Oh.
Because it's man's best friend.
Well.
But this guy's gone out and asked people on the street, what is man's best friend? And I think we have, the dog has been replaced.
Animal is considered a man's best friend.
Crocodile.
Crocodile. So now man's best friend is no longer a dog. It is crocodile.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Hey, it's TJ, and if anybody has known me more than 5 minutes, you know that I think the best gift you can give or receive during the holidays is a gift from Omaha Steaks. That's right. Omaha Steaks, their quality is unrivaled. Their taste is fantastic. It's guaranteed perfection in every single bite of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you save an unforgettable 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you can score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. It's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And with five generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And it's not just steaks. It's mouthwatering desserts, side dishes, and more. So save 50% site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. And our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. Minimum purchase may apply.
Today, every company is a technology company. But becoming a fully enabled digital workplace isn't easy. Let CompuCom guide you. They help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's CompuCom at CompuCom.com. That's CompuCom.com.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric South Park Charlotte. Beautiful rooms paired with incredible dining options, all nestled perfectly in the beautiful South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay online at TJRiggins.com/Hyatt.
The Cabarrus Arena has a packed calendar right now, but if you need space for an event, they've got you covered. 150,000 square feet of space to suit any event needs. They've got it. Go to CabarrusArena.com to check them out. CabarrusArena.com.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Did you see the head of the Denver or Boulder police in Colorado say this is 2025 is going to be the year we catch JonBenet's killer?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I saw that.
Hmm. The day after the Netflix documentary came out last week.
Oh.
They said, no, we're going to put new resources on it, new fresh blood, because this case has been open for over 20 years. You know, it's an active investigation. Yeah. Never found the killer.
I watch every single documentary about it. I'm like obsessed with it.
I am too. Mm-hmm. But I believe that it was Patsy, the mother, who's now dead.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard some experts that also believe that. But apparently that documentary pointed at somebody who has not been arrested for it.
Yeah.
So completely, I think, eliminating the parents from the suspicions of it. So,
yeah, no pun intended. It's always easy to make the person who is no longer living the patsy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to catch it. I don't think so. I think they bungled it from the start.
I mean, I hope so, but.
Yeah.
But I mean, a killer that has been, you know, on the loose that long could be dead himself by now.
Sure. Sure.
Easily.
Yeah. Captivated the nation for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're just trying to cover their butt because of the fact that they made all these statements the day after the Netflix documentary came out? They're trying to say like, oh, no, we're not that screwed up. We're going to actually finish it this year.
Maybe. Yeah. I haven't seen the documentary, but if it makes them look like, you know, blithering idiots, then I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's not really the way it is. We're still working on it. Nobody knew anything back then.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like, no, you just screwed it up.
Yeah. TJ, you're a true crime guy. Did you have any thoughts when that case first happened about what actually went down?
Yeah, I thought that it was somebody that the family didn't know that just got into the house because she was in the basement,
mm-hmm.
down playing by herself, and that's what I thought from the beginning. But I mean, I was young too. I was in my early 20s, I think, mm-hmm. right when that happened.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, it was an early 90s.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So I was, you know, I turned 30 in 2000. So,
okay, man, you're mm-hmm. a young man.
Oh, I know. Oh, spry.
You young.
But I think that the, even back then I knew that the media was out of control doing
really?
That. Yeah. The media went in all these different directions and clouded people's process of elimination and things like that. I mean, they focused more on her being a child beauty queen
yeah.
than anything else that took time away from the, you know, focusing on the killers.
Yeah. A lot of tabloid content out of that case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1990.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So what does TJ have in common with this German gentleman named Michael Reiss? He's a butcher and a hunter in Northeast Germany, and he saw a problem happening in Germany. That is the overpopulation of raccoons.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's a hunter and a butcher, so naturally he started killing and butchering these raccoons, turning them into raccoon sausage balls. And apparently, they're a huge hit. People love them. These meatballs made from raccoon meat.
Yeah.
Said they're very good. He said it's the only place in Germany where you can always find raccoon meat on the menu.
I'm telling you, you want to control an animal population, start eating them.
Yeah, I don't know if what the Germans seem to think, but they're flying off the shelves. They love them.
They're delicious.
Apparently.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Lindsay, you don't like roller coasters.
Correct.
And will most of the time not get on a roller coaster.
I never will.
But if you got on a roller coaster, what would be the biggest nightmare that could happen to you?
The crossbar, come up, and I'm upside down,
mm-hmm.
and my weed falls out. No, I'm kidding. And I fall out.
Okay. Well, there was a case where a guy was on a roller coaster. The bar clicked like it normally does before they take off. He made sure that it wasn't going to come up. And as it's climbing, click, 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 click. You hear the thing clicking on the track, on the chain. And then he heard two clicks that sounded different than the click of the roller coaster. And he pulled that bar and it went up.
Uh-oh.
So he's still climbing. And he had to make a decision. And he pushed the bar all the way up and jumped off the roller coaster before it was about to drop and go downhill and pick up the speed and everything. So he was able to step off. He didn't get hurt. But he's up at the top of that thing and somehow ended up being able to get onto an emergency ladder or something.
Take me. Take me, Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
I'm just jumping off.
Yeah.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Bad. Although, I don't know that's the best thing to do. That bar is not, you know, I think you just stick it out.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that bar is going to, if it malfunctions, that thing's not holding you in. I think that's like a secondary precaution, isn't it?
Don't the G's hold you in? Like,
that's what I figured.
I would freak out if that bar, because if you've ridden it, that you, there's a lot of pressure that gets put on that bar that's with your legs and all of that when you start doing flips and all. So it aids in holding you in. And he was a heavy set fella. So,
Gotcha.
Is that why the bar didn't click in? Like it could?
No, it clicked in. Oh, it did. It click just in. Unclicked. It just popped loose. According to him,
he made the right decision. I don't think I could have made the right decision at the time, but he did. I think
because the roller coaster was still just creeping up that thing, and then he could just jump off and grab the railing that's just beside the track. And then they could come get him, or he could climb down. He found some kind of a ladder and climbed down.
Let me ask you something. What do you think about big people on roller coasters?
They need to make sure that bar is clicked in. I get it.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
Okay, Riggins, you were talking about the German butcher who's selling raccoon meat.
Yeah.
And, you know, seemed a little odd. People who are liking that. Do you know that our favorite member of the Carolina Panthers team, Xavier Leggett, they asked him what he was most looking forward to about Thanksgiving, and he said the coon. His cousin called and told him he had killed a raccoon and that was going to be on the Thanksgiving dinner table. And that's what he was looking forward to. He got so excited just talking about it.
Was he being serious?
Yeah, he was being serious.
You think he's still a
country fellow? Yeah. I'm telling you, where I'm from, Louisiana, people eat all kinds of ways. They eat raccoon all kinds of ways.
Yeah, but isn't he from like Charlotte?
No. No, he's from the country in South Carolina. I mean, like way in the country.
Oh, okay.
Like riding horses to school and stuff kind of country.
Eating raccoon.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new tjriggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
TJ, I think I found a new nickname for you to use on your wife, Jody.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I thought this was kind of fun. So there's a video out, and the caption of the video says, Tiny Polar Bear's Heartwarming Rescue. And I thought, YouTube knows what it's doing with me. They're feeding me all the right content. Polar Bear's Heartwarming Rescue. And this is the video. And it is beautiful. These women are princesses, quite literally. It's made by AI.
Oh, yeah.
And this is an AI polar bear and AI actual princesses rescuing him on a boat.
Sweet.
But no one seems to get that because the top comment is, oh, my gosh, that tiny polar bear is going to be living his best life. God bless those women.
Oh, my God.
This is so beautiful. This is what goes on and on about how beautiful this is. And then the top response to that is, oh, you don't understand. It's AI, you sweet summer child.
Sweet summer child.
And I thought that sounds like it was ripped right from the vocabulary of one TJ Ritchie, you sweet, sweet summer child.
I love that.
I've not heard that, but that is quite condescending.
Yeah. And it's a lot better than the one I've been using.
What's that?
Poopy pants.
Oh.
Poopy pants.
Poopy pants. Oh. Sweet.
You about ready to go, poopy pants?
She doesn't care for that?
No.
That's awful. So my sister-in-law, I realized one interesting thing about her. When she came over for Thanksgiving, I found out she's a big light person, and meaning any room she walks into, she's going to turn on all the lights.
Yeah.
Which can be more annoying for some people. To me, it's very annoying. So every room she walked in, if we're sitting outside on the back patio on Thanksgiving Day and the sun is going down, it's 6:30, it's 65 degrees outside, it's just beautiful. And she comes in and just flicks on the porch light, and it just kills the vibe. I know you don't like that word, but do you see what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
It kind of kills the vibe.
Right.
So then it becomes an argument. Well, I can't see anything out here. It's like, well, we were out here. You came in and just decided to change the whole mood of the evening.
Yeah. Womp, womp. Right.
Turn on a lamp. We got seven lamps. You don't need to turn on the porch light.
But which one does difference. That?
Who do you think? No, I'm just kidding. It was my sister-in-law, Stafford.
Okay. Yeah.
So she runs a tight ship at her house. So when she comes in, she's the boss of the situation. Mm-hmm. So that sometimes that.
Yeah, at somebody else's house that doesn't fly.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, my mom even has a special way she wanted to clear the table on Thanksgiving. Mm. So when my sister-in-law said, oh, my kids are going to do it for you, my mom finally said, I appreciate the offer, but I have a system about how I clean the dishes. I know. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But I have a system. And it was like, whoa, okay, all right, backing you off now.
Yeah. That's the boss of that house.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Major nerd alert. There's another nerd out there named John Collins Black. He has buried five treasure chests around the United States, and they contain $2 million worth of money and treasures.
Huh.
Five treasure chests, $2 million total, hidden around the United States. How do you find them? You go buy his new book. There's treasure inside, and it offers hints to eager treasure hunters. Are you an eager treasure hunter?
I am not, Riggins. I am not a treasure hunter. I'm not a, what do you call it? What do you call those games people?
Scavenger. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
A scavenger hunter.
Yeah.
I'm not that. I don't do that. No.
Even if there's $2 million on the line?
No.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.